Walker's budget would reject federal funding to expand Medicaid and would restrict Badger care to adults who earn up to the federal poverty level. Individuals who earn more than about $11,500 a year would be expected to get their health care through a new federal health insurance exchange. But Jeremy Normington, the CEO of Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinics in Adams County, says that shift would raise costs dramatically for hospitals like his.
It's no exaggeration for me to say that one of the unintended consequences of these cuts could be the closure of rural hospitals in depressed socioeconomic areas.
The reason, says Normington, is that it will increase the number of uninsured patients his hospital treats. Reedsburg Area Medical Center President Bob Van Matren says that's because those who make just above the poverty level won't be able to afford the out-of-pocket costs of the new federal insurance exchange.
Exchanges were never intended to serve the lowest income populations, those earning between $11,500 and $15,300 per year.
Uninsured or not, Van Matren says centers like his will continue to treat these patients, meaning they'll have to make up the difference somewhere else.
This cost would be shifted to businesses that purchase private coverage.
Van Matren and Normington urged lawmakers to accept federal money to offer Badger care to individuals who make around $15,000 a year. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates that would extend Badger care to an additional 90,000 people and save the state roughly $100 million in the next budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.